Dear Radna, thank you so much for being the attentive and kind person that you are. It is so sweet of you to remember the Side Room Manifesto video and that you wanted to show it tonight. It is a very sweet thought to me that the manifesto has a moment in this present. Thank you so much for that. Dear all, it has been such a long, 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 long while. And I cannot quite wrap my head around how far Amsterdam, the Oude Kerk, where you're at right now, you all missed friends feel to me in this moment while I sit here at my house in Munich, writing, speaking to you, for you making this recording. It does feel far in space and in time. And I reckon it feels so far because there was a time when you were so close. So I'm writing you here with the gravity of a gap which I do not quite have the capabilities to bridge. It saddens me to say so. What I want to offer here humbly are my thoughts and feelings around memory and how memory is collective. How memory is something that we do together, a moment of togetherness. Please do consider these thoughts the random thoughts of a random person that they are. Recently, a conversation which I had with a close friend gave me to think. He told me about the feelings he had about the recent breakup from his partner of many years. He said that what was the most difficult for him was having to accept that so many moments and memories were lost through the breakup, since he could not remember them. He could only remember them with his ex-partner. He could only remember them in a shared effort of retelling, remembering together. Otherwise, they would be lost to him. I thought it was a sad but true realization that we do not remember alone. Our individual memory is not complete. It is not a single story. Memory needs the weaving of many voices. There's a short poem by the Black American science fiction writer Octavia Butler. It goes, "All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. God is change." When I think of you all, dear friends in Amsterdam, or who are not in Amsterdam but whom I met, lived with, laughed with, danced with, learned with during the side room years, it seems to me that I could also flip Octavia Butler's words around a little. All that touches you changes you. All that changes you, you change. You all have touched me and changed me. Your memory is in me. It is me. I have this tiny little habit of adopting tiny little habits from people I like very much. For example, my friend Jazz, a dear friend of mine at the time when I studied, would eat kiwis without peeling them. I had never tried kiwis with skin on before, nor had I really thought about if I how I like kiwis, if I like them with skin or without skin. I had never really bothered to even make a choice around that. I just had a habit of peeling them. But then this changed. Since then, and not even too consciously, and definitely not deliberately, it became a habit to eat kiwis with the skin, like Jazz did. And I cannot quite explain why I picked up this habit. It is more to do with Jazz than with my own choice of how I like kiwis better. And each time I eat kiwis with the skin, I have this warm, loving memory of my friend Jazz. Even now that we have lost touch for a long time already, I eat kiwis with the skin on and I think of Jazz. I never had the chance to tell you this, Amal, but I picked up a particular way of laughing from you. Not that I did it deliberately, neither did it happen consciously. It's just that sometimes a laugh comes out of my laughing belly and mouth, and it is your laugh. I hear you in my laugh that is yours. What I want to say is that you all touched me and changed me, and I'm very touched and grateful about that. I learned so much from all of you. Hard facts. And the softest, soft facts, too. How to be fragile in a world that punishes fragility brutally. Sons, how to be so endlessly generous and caring. Hodan, how to walk one's own path bravely. Ratna, how to not give too many fucks for people who don't deserve it. Amal, how to be a daredevil before even being born. Poots, how to take the time to search for the right words. Kanach, how to be political and intelligent and still serious about the joy in small, pretty things. Margarita, how to be badasses and find joy together in a genre that was not meant for us. DJ workshops for women. How to be a queen. Milone, how to be angry. Marina, how to be hard and soft. Felicia, how to organize across difference. Strange fruit. How to keep pushing it. Barbie. How to feel our different forms of shame and develop ways of acting from it. Joy. How to be ourselves unapologetically and with each other. How to celebrate and nurture ourselves and each other, be brilliant and exuberant and dancing with each other. And you changed me in so many unconscious ways that I'm not even able to tell, or that I happen to have picked up Amal's laughter is the most conscious one of all the unconscious ones. I am your sample. I am your remix. Thank you for that.